Hello, one and all. Good morning. Welcome to the English programme, broadcasting from Liverpool, England, in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And that, of course, is in Europe, and Europe is in the world. Just sort of giving you an idea of our location. Okay, location. I've forgotten. Oh well, never mind. Let's move on, folks. Pilar, good morning, Pilar. How are you? Are you good? You're okay? One of these days, Pilar, you know, we need to give you a microphone, don't we? So we can listen to your words of wisdom, Pilar. Yeah. Okay, right. Well, the English programme can be contacted right here on Audioboo. Yes, go to our Audioboo page, audioboo.fm/English radio, and you can leave a comment on any of the episodes. And don't say there aren't enough episodes to leave comments on, because we, as I speak, we have 1,532 Audioboos in the archives for you to listen to. So there, that's a lot of stuff. Now, Steve's History Quiz here, Episode 4. And we have a special address. If you wish to get all of the episodes of Steve's History Quiz in one place, go to audioboo.fm/tag/Steve's History Quiz. All together. No apostrophes or anything like that. Okay, so there we go. Here we go now with our quiz. I'm going to test you on your knowledge of history. Now, the thing about this history quiz, folks, is it's not just Henry VIII, okay? People, there's a thing here. People say history, and people think, oh, Tudors. Of course, I did my Tudor jokes from Scoop on yesterday's episode. But the point is, not everything is to do with Henry. There are other things which have happened in history which have nothing to do with the English monarchy. Question number one. Which European capital was formerly called Christiania? That's quite a beautiful name. Number two. Who invented the process? Oh, I've done that one. Gordon Bennett. Sorry. I did that yesterday. Which American president was married to a ladybird? I've got no idea what that means. What was the stage name of the US film actor Archibald Leach? Okay, let's go back over those three. In which cathedral town were the kings... Oh, I don't believe it. I'm getting all mixed up here, Pilar. You need to sort of highlight the thing so I can... Oh dear. Which European capital was formerly called Christiania? Christiania? Yes. Oslo. Yes. Which American president was married to a ladybird? Lyndon Johnson. Okay. And this one, the name or the stage name of the US film actor Archibald Leach. Well, I mentioned the name of this person on yesterday's broadcast, Cary Grant. Yes. Okay, you know there's a presenter for the BBC, when they do the Eurovision and things, called Cary Grant. Yes. Okay, two more questions and we're done. Mary Ann Evans was a Victorian writer, but that wasn't Mary Ann Evans' name that she was known by. What was the name she was known by? And sticking with the literature and things, the famous writer regarded as the Queen of Crime. Who was that? Who was it? Who was it? Come on, tell me. I want to know. Well, anyway, the first one, Mary Ann Evans, was known as George Eliot. So there we go, folks. And the writer known as the Queen of Crime was Agatha Christie. So there we go, folks. That's your 5 minutes of Steve's History Quiz, Episode 4. Hope you enjoyed it. Send your emails in, as you keep on doing. Keep on doing it, folks. Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com.